The supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us. We're going to speak about the best way to approach the Quran.
قلبي في القرآن سعادتنا مدى الأزمان. وفيه الخير للإنسان ويطوي عثرة المجروح ويطوي عثرة المجروح.
Today, Monday, is the 23rd of Jamadi Uthani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 16th of January, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the Holy Quran and we'll listen to verse 29 of chapter Sa'd.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun liyadabbaru ayatihi wa liyatadhakkara ulul albab.
This is a blessed book which we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, that they might reflect upon its verses, and that those of understanding would be reminded.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Holy Quran is surely blessed. Its recitation, reflection, history, reasoning, story, the examples of sciences, hidden news, similes, bits and forbits, all in all are full of mysteries and secrets. Quran is for contemplation, and it is not merely for taking a good omen to its apparent. And contemplation in the Quran is for admonition, else there may happen that a person perceives the scientific secrets of the Quran, but it causes his pride.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
As we follow this topic, the best way to approach the Quran, we have the Holy Quran contains Allah's message to all people. Yes, of course. It tells people how to act correctly. It guides us to correct way of life in this world. The Book of Allah, the Holy Quran, also talks about life after death. It tells us that Allah has prepared paradise for good people and hell for bad people. The Quran encourages the worship of only one God who creates and provides for them. The book forbids people from evil and condemns those who do wrong. It contains the stories of the past prophets and the examples of bad and good people. People are advised in the Quran to be good to others and respect them. It teaches people to live in peace and harmony, fulfilling the very purpose for which the Quran was sent.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today, we are going to talk about the different approaches to the understanding of the Holy Quran. There has not been any Orientalist either who would begin the study of the Quran by saying, let us trace from the earliest of the manuscripts of the Quran to see what was included in it and what was not. The Quran is absolutely free from this kind of investigation necessary in case of such books as the Bible, the Torah, and every other ancient or not so ancient work. Only for the study of the Quran, no such questions arise, and the Quran is far above the usual norms of authenticity and the crafts of manuscripts reading. Moreover, besides the fact that the Quran is one of the heavenly scriptures and has been regarded by its followers as the most basic and authentic proof of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, claim to prophethood and as the greatest of his miracles, the Quran, unlike the Torah, was not revealed at one time and was not subject to later difficulties in distinguishing the true manuscript. The verses of the Holy Quran were revealed gradually during a span of 23 years. From the very first day, the eager Muslims memorized its verses, preserved and recorded them. These were the days when the Muslim society was quite a simple society. No other book existed besides the Quran, and the Muslims were inevitably inclined to memorize its verses. Their clear, unmarked minds and their powerful memory, their general ignorance about reading and writing, all these factors assisted them in acquiring and retaining the information regarding the Quran. This is the reason why the message of the Quran, which was so congenial to their sensibilities and their natural propensities, got effectively imprinted on their heart like inscription on a stone. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
When speaking is about ways of approaching the Quran with purity of intention, we should never forget that nor should you come to the Quran with the fixed intention of finding support for your own views, notions, and doctrines. For if you do, you may then hear an echo of your own voice in it, and not that of God. It is this approach to the understanding and interpreting of the Quran that the Prophet has condemned. And nothing could be more unfortunate than to use the Quran to secure for your own person worldly things such as name, esteem, status, fame, or money. You may get them, but you will surely be bartering away a priceless treasure for nothing, indeed even incurring eternal loss and ruin. Who sent the Quran? Another important point that helps us again benefit from the Quran is that it is the book of Allah. While it may seem obvious, we tend to overlook all the teachings, commands, prohibitions, wisdom, and stories have been revealed by none other than Allah, the creator of the universe, the most knowledgeable, the most wise, and the most loving. Can he who loves you more than your mother command something that is harmful for you? Can he who is all-wise and all-knowing say something that is wrong? Whatever he has given us in the Quran is 100% true and perfect. This is why Allah reminds us again and again that it is He who has revealed the Quran. Moreover, it also clarifies that the Quran is universal and for all times. Allah knew what was to come and He knows what is to come in the future. Quran is for the whole mankind till the last of days. It is likewise applicable in all places and in every era.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This Quran is in no way or shape or form like any other book, in that it brings both spiritual as well as physical healing. Hence you find that the Holy Beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, beautifully mentions that the superiority of the Quran over all other kalam is like the superiority of Allah over His creation. As you recognize just by this, the importance of this particular holy book. The Ahlul Bayt, no doubt, as you and I, each and every one of us, know very well, paid most attention to the Holy Quran. Our holy fourth Imam, Imam Zain al-Abidin al-Sajjad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, is narrated to have said that if whoever's in the east or whoever's in the west is perished and nobody remains alive, I would not feel lonely because I have the Holy Quran. Indeed, that is a highlight and reflects of the relationship that the glorious family of the Prophet had with the Book of Allah.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special, which was about the best way to approach the Quran. Inshallah, we continue this interesting and, of course, essential topic. Thank you very much and keep us in your dua and supplications. Till another meeting, have a nice time.
موعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, let us ponder on a brilliant description of the Holy Quran by Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, the last and most comprehensive heavenly scripture that God Almighty revealed to her father, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. A covenant he brought unto you, and an heir he left to guard you, that is, the eloquent book of Allah, the truthful Quran, the brilliant light, the shining beam. Its insights are indisputable. Its secrets are revealed. Its indications are manifest, and its followers are blessed by it.
We are with you. What about you? Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been narrated and transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about one of the sifat, or one of the attributes of God Almighty, and that is the attribute of speech. God Almighty is described in the Holy Quran as someone who speaks, as a being that speaks. He's a mutakallim. For example, in this following verse of the Holy Quran, we read, "And apostles we have recounted to you earlier, and apostles we have not recounted to you. And to Moses, Allah spoke directly, wa kallama Allah Musa taklima." Right? So this is an attribute that God describes and ascribes to himself. And it's interesting to note, this is a historical point here, that actually the birth of Islamic theology, it began with the discussion on God's speech, which is why Islamic theology is known as kalam. At least this is one of the reasons why that have been mentioned for the designation of this science by this name. This was a very hot topic in the past. And it was centered around the Holy Quran, right? A very sensitive topic, right? And the discussion was with respect to what is the speech? Is it eternal? Is it created? Is it generated in time? Or is it something eternal? And there was discussions, lengthy discussions, back and forth on both sides. And, you know, these discussions even went to the extreme one party apostating the other party, saying that, you know, the other party who believes that, for example, that the Quran, this word of God, the speech of God, is something created, is a kafir. And, you know, it's interesting to know that sometimes these theologians, they sometimes, when they got reins of the government, Islamic government, they used their power to kill their opponents, their theological opponents, right? Like, for example, the Ash'aris, you know, when they came to power, they acquired power, and they were able to sway the government towards their side. They committed many atrocities, and they completely wiped out their theological opponents, the Mu'tazila. Right now, we don't want to get into that, but in this very beautiful hadith from Imam Ali, he kind of alludes to what the speech of Allah is. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "He expresses information, but not through a tongue or voice. He listens, but not with the holes and organs of hearing. He speaks, but does not utter words. He remembers, but does not learn. When he wishes to create something, he says to it, 'Be,' and it is. But not through a voice that can strike the ears, nor a calling that can be heard. Rather, his speech, 'Glory be to him,' is an act of his that he creates and incorporates, right? which did not exist before, for were it an everlasting thing, it would be a second God." Right? Here Imam Ali kind of elucidates the view of the Aimma alayhi wasalam regarding God's speech. It's something created, it's something generated in time, it's not eternal, right? And this is the view of the Aimma, and the Shiite theologians following the Ayyam alayhi wasalam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the speech of God in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد عودتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And I am really happy to inform you that some of the students of Sevier International School are here with us in this session, and I really welcome them. Salam, Hussein Ruhullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Are you all right?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Welcome. Ali Nasir.
Alaikum assalam.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. Good. And Fawad Haider.
Salam, sir.
Salam.
I'm fine. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. And Hassan Nasrullah.
Salamu alaikum, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Salamu alaikum. So, welcome, brothers. So, today, inshallah, we'll practice Surah Al-Falaq. Yes? Surah Al-Falaq. And we will explain a bit about this surah and then the tajweed rules, okay? The important tajweed rules. Inshallah, we'll go through. Falaq means the daybreak, okay? And inshallah, we'll go through this surah, we'll explain a bit. Before we start, let's everyone listen to the recitation of this surah, then we'll continue.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq min sharri ma khalaq wa min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab wa min sharri النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد.
Nice recitation. Alhamdulillah. Now I will be reciting. Make sure you listen and repeat, brothers and sisters. Please hold your Quran. Turn to Surah Al-Falaq. Yes? The last page of the Quran? Yes. Surah Al-Falaq has 5 verses. Inshallah, we'll practice this. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
قل أعوذ برب الفلق.
قل أعوذ برب الفلق.
من شر ما خلق.
من شر ما خلق.
ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب.
ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب.
ومن شر النفاثات في العقد
ومن شر النفاثات في العقد
ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد
ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the All Beneficent, the All Merciful. Say, I seek the protection of the Lord of the daybreak from the evil of what He has created. من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب. And from the evil of the dark night when it settles. ومن شر النفاثات في العقد. And from the evil of the witches who blow on knots. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدْ. And from the evil of the envious one when he envies. So, guys, here Allah Almighty also tells you a lot of important things. In each and every surah, in each and every word of the Quran, you can find a lot of lessons, okay? We will shortly tell you something, but it's not enough. You gotta refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, okay? So, Allah Almighty says, say, قُل, say. Allah Almighty says to the Prophet, and it's all for all of us as well, okay? I seek the protection of the Lord from the daybreak. Sometimes we think, yeah, we can, for example, handle all the challenges, all the problems. Any kind of problems happen to us, we can handle it. Because I'm strong. I'm a very confident person. I'm a very strong person. There's nothing who can defeat me. There's nothing who can, for example, stop me from doing my best job. Yes, my best efforts, making my best efforts. But sometimes, yes, Allah Almighty shows His power to us, shows our weakness. Yes, when, for example, yeah, there is a person, he is so strong, he's got muscular body, okay? So big muscles, and he's, a bodybuilder, okay? He's so good physically, yes? He thinks like he's so powerful that nothing can defeat him. Nothing can, for example, bring him sadness or something. But just when he gets ill, what happens to him? His start is, it's hurting, I got pain, blah, 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 these things. Yes? This shows that, come on, human being, don't be so proud of yourself. Okay? You always have to think like Allah Almighty is the all power, the all knowing, and you gotta rely on Him, you gotta talk to Him, you gotta be in relationship with Him. Don't think that you are the only power. You don't have to do this, okay? Because sometimes Allah Almighty, when He says, seek protection, okay, from these kind of evils. You got to seek protection of your Lord, okay, from these kind of evils. And you become so proud of yourself, proud of your power. These things are not really worth it, yes? And sometimes, Allah, it has a long explanation, okay? وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدْ. This part I want to tell you. Sometimes, you got to seek protection of Allah Almighty, okay? Also from those who are envious. You know envy? Hisada.
Jealousy,
yes. Those who envy you, okay? Jealousy. This is a bad attribute. Some people might have. This is a bad manner, okay? Try to avoid this, inshallah. So, make sure, please, you refer to the Tafasir book because there are a lot to talk about, okay? Each and every ayah.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض
حياتي. How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran?
الله حمدتني غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات.
Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي.
Now we will have a practice on tajweed rules. As I told you in the previous session, you can recite this surah instead of surah Tawheed as well, okay, in the prayer. Yes, while you're doing your prayer after surah Al-Fatiha, you can recite surah Al-Falaq, any other small surahs, okay? Yes, instead of the surahs. Yes. So, now we'll practice this with the tajweed rules. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قل أعوذ برب الفلق
قل أعوذ برب الفلق
أحسنت. Look, the pronunciation of the letter dhal is important. عين همزة أعوذ. Sometimes students pronounce this way. قل أعوذ برب الفلق قل أعوذ A'udhu. The hamza and ayn must be clear, okay? Qul a'udhu, a'udhu. Okay? Bi rabbil falaq. Ra is pronounced heavily. Tafkhimur ra is applied here because it's got a fatha on the top. And a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, right? Qaf. It has like a kasra, but when you stop, what happens?
Qalqala is applied.
The rule qalqala is applied here. When you stop, the kasra is changed to sukun and yes. Qutbajad letters, sakin, you gotta produce an echoing sound, a bouncing sound. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Repeat.
Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq.
Ahsantum. من شر ما خلق
من شر ما خلق
make sure the letter ra here is not pronounced heavily with tafkhim rule. It's pronounced with tarqiq rule. من شر not شر no. من شر your tongue must go kind of flat this way, okay? Flat. من شر ما خلق
من شر ما خلق
شري yes شري very simple من شر ما خلق
من شر ما خلق
أحسنتم that's nice من نون ساكن plus شين yeah you hide the sound of noon but let it kind of make it clear that the letter شين comes after right من شر ما خلق go on
من شر ما خلق
أحسنتم. Don't forget the rule of ترقيق الراء here, okay? The lightly pronunciation of the letter راء here because it's got a كسرة. ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب
ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب
أحسنتم. وَمِن شَرِّ نُون ساكن plus شين again إخفاء شَرِّ غَا غَيْن is pronounced heavily because it's a heavy letter, okay? وَمِن شَرِّ غَا don't say غَاسِقِن عَيْن is pronounced with an A sound غَيْن is pronounced with an A sound غَاسِقِن غَاسِقِن قَاف has got a تنوين كسرة right Fawad?
Yes
and حسن What's after that tanween kasra? Qasiqin. What's the next? What does the next word start with?
Hamza.
Hamza. So Hamza was one of the six letters that you would have applied the rule idhar, which means actually no rule. Which means normally you gotta read the tanween. Tanween must be pronounced as tanween. An in un. Nun sakin must be pronounced with the nun sound. So. وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ Go on.
وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ
And also the letter ba, when you stop here, the fatha is changed to sukun, so you gotta pronounce it with an echoing sound. By the way, here you got a qaf as well, which has a fatha, so heavily pronounce it. Waqab. Huh? Yes. Waqab. Go on. Waqab.
Waqab.
Ahsan. ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب
ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب
أحسنتم. Next ayah. ومن شر النفاثات في العقد
ومن شر النفاثات في العقد.
Good job, good job. There are two tashdeed in the word nafathat, right? وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَات. نَفَّا, right? Make sure you pronounce them correctly. مِن شَرِّ, it's repeated. إِخْفَا, right? شَرِّن نُن مُشَدَّت. Here, you gotta apply. And ra must be pronounced with tarqiq rule, okay? وَمِن شَرِّ. Got it?
Yes.
Okay. شَرِّن نَفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. Nafathati. You got two baby alif, two dagger alif on the top of nafathati. Nafathat, no. Okay? I got a lot of students who pronounce it this way, who were pronouncing this way, and alhamdulillah, they have now fixed it. Nafathati fil uqad. Make sure dal, when you stop here, it changes to sukoon. The harakah is changed to sukoon and produce an echoing sound. And the last ayah, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَاسِدٍ. Again, tanween kasra, you got a hamza. No rule, just pronounce the tanween as it is. Okay? The tanween sound. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَد. Repeat.
وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَد.
Ahsan. Hussein, شَرِّ. Right? Yeah. That's it. All the tajweed rules, important ones, we mentioned in this surah. Alhamdulillah, I hope you've learned. Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasser, thank you so much for joining us today. Now, we need to thank our brothers and sisters who have been with us in this session and recommend them to stay with us, yes? And IRIB English Radio. So, thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Xavier International Schools Network. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab, Ya Ilahi wa Sayyidi wa Mawlaya wa Malik Irqi, Ya Man Biyadihi Nasiyati, Ya Ali Man Bidhurri wa Maskanati, Ya Khabiran Bifakri wa Faqati.
Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we have reached this excerpt of the Divine Kumail Supplication, in which the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, states, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab, My Lord, My Lord, My Lord, Ya Ilahi wa Sayyidi wa Mawlai, My Allah, My Master and My Protector, Wa Malika Riqqi, O Owner of My Bondage, Ya Man Biyadihi Nasiyati, O he in whose hand is my forelock. Ya Aliman bidurri wa maskanati. O he who knows my affliction and my misery. Ya Khabiran bifaqri wa faqati. O he who is aware of my poverty and my indigence. This is how Imam Ali alayhi salam starts this part of the Kumail supplication. In order to ask for forgiveness, in order to ask for accepting his repentance, Imam Ali alayhi salam starts with the word Rab, and not just mentioning it once, but three times. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab. That's why it has been mentioned in our traditions and by some of the righteous favorite servants of the Almighty Allah, that this is the chief name. This is probably, the word Rab is Allah's exalted name. Anyway, Imam Ali alayhi salam starts this by describing the Lord he has come to know. Ya man biyadihi nasiyati, O he in whose hand is my forelock. Ya aliman bidhurri wa maskanati, O he who knows my affliction and my misery. This means that although you are aware of my misery, of my challenges, of my difficulties I'm facing in my life, but since you are the creator and you yourself have told us to call for you, Udu'uni, this is what I'm doing here. I know you are aware of everything because you are the absolute cause, but I'm listening to you. Ya aliman bidhurri wa maskanati, ya khabiran bifaqri wa faqati. Oh, the one who is aware of my poverty and my indigence, you know. You are aware of my indigence. And more important than that, I have come to know myself as someone who is totally in need of you. This is how Imam Ali alayhi salam starts this part.
And who is aware of my suffering and poverty. Oh, he who knows my destitution and starvation.
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So the prophets, the imams, Almighty Allah's favorite servants, have always been asking
the Almighty Allah to forgive them. They have been aware of the fact that no one is accepted in Allah's presence without having deeds. So Imam Ali alayhi salam first comes to Allah with his deeds. They have come to know one more thing as well, that no one is accepted in his presence with deeds only and nothing else. Other necessary characteristics are needed. As the Holy Quran and some of the traditions mention, they are belief and sincerity, without which I assume no one is going to be subjected to Allah's mercy. So the favored servants paid much attention to having good deeds as well as these necessary conditions and prerequisites for the acceptance of deeds. And they performed their deeds as they should, and then they have come to request Allah to accept their deeds. The Holy Quran and the traditions imply that a deed is accepted only provided that its performer has belief in Allah and does it for the sake of Allah and in accord with the divine rules. This means prior to action, you need to have faith, you need belief, you need to know the Lord of the universe to whom you are sending your deeds. It should be pointed out that the believing servant's deed is accepted and his sin is forgiven in this case, but the deed of a disbelieving servant, however great and worthy it might be, is not accepted. And his sin, however tiny it might be, is not forgiven. This is the importance of belief in the system of the true Muslims. There are some important traditions narrated about worthy deeds together with its most valuable conditions in Shi'i books. And we will, in the next program, try to mention and discuss some of these so that we will be aware of how the Almighty Allah will forgive us if we have presented Him all our deeds and asked Him to forgive our sins. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. We have a very special guest speaker for today's program, Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the harmony that might exist between Islam and its rulings with the modern world. We know that the Holy Quran was revealed 14 centuries ago, and the religion of Islam was founded, 14 centuries ago. The main question is that, are the rulings and the rituals of the religion of Islam adjustable with the modern world and the modern lifestyle or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you for asking this very significant and important question. We know that, technically, religion is defined as consisting of mainly three parts: the beliefs, the ethical issues, and laws. So in the religion of Islam, also we have some beliefs, some moral instructions, and some of the laws which are related to jurisprudence. Now, usually those people who ask this question, whether the religion of Islam, which was revealed 14 centuries ago, is related to our life, to our time, they think only about the Islamic laws, the fiqh and jurisprudence. And it seems that they ignore the other important parts, that is the beliefs and the moral issues.
Yes.
So my first point answering this question is that, first of all, for this part, let's forget about the Islamic laws. But what about the other two parts, the beliefs and the moral issues? Is there any difference between our beliefs back in 14 centuries ago and in our time? So, for example, when you're talking about God, is it logical to claim that, okay, it was only 14 centuries ago that we needed God, mm-hmm. and then all the discussions about the attributes of God, and then about the prophets, about the Day of Judgment, they are related to 14 centuries ago, and they have nothing to do to our time. So, I mean, this is a very illogical claim.
That's right.
So my first point is that usually those people who want to, object the religion of Islam, they ignore the fact that religion of Islam is not only about the Islamic laws. It is also about beliefs, and it is also about moral issues.
Yes.
So the point is that, you may, if you want to choose a religion, you may consider mainly the beliefs. So you need to think whether, Buddhism is the true religion in your time, or Christianity, or Islam, or other religions, and basically in terms of the beliefs.
Yes.
Because what matters the most, and this is what we get from the Quran too, is about the beliefs. I'm not degrading the importance of the Islamic laws. No,
that's right.
They're important as